Yes.
Early voting is off to a fast start in the battleground state of North Carolina.
You can vote for all of us, thank you.
Voters on both sides of the political divide are highly motivated by the presidential race between Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump.
The disparity between the two candidates is so pronounced it kind of made me just want to jump in the car and get out here and vote today.
The illegals that's coming in here and taking people's jobs, yeah, I'm retired, but it still makes me mad.
Early polling surveys suggest Clinton is doing well in North Carolina, while Trump is showing strength in Ohio.
I'll tell you what, we're doing well in the polls.
But the easier you make it to register and vote, the more people vote. It's going to increase turnout overall, but probably not exactly the same for both parties. Might benefit one party more than the other, and the general belief is that it benefits Democrats more than Republicans.
Voting rights have been the source of major political and legal battles in North Carolina since 2013. That's when the Republican-controlled legislature passed a law limiting early voting hours and required that voters show photo identification. Lawmakers said the aim was to prevent voter fraud.
We strongly support our state's voter ID laws and believe that it's essential that we have common sense protections to ensure that people are who they say they are when they go to vote.
Earlier this year, an appeals court struck down the voting law, citing evidence that lawmakers used data on black voting patterns before crafting the legislation.
They seemed to act on that data because the decisions they made were the ones that would affect blacks adversely, but not whites.
The controversy surrounding voting rights motivated some people to cast their ballot early.
Don't let nobody suppress your right to vote, because I remember the time when my ancestors could not vote. But now we have a right to vote, opportunity to vote, and I think we should.
I think it's necessary for folks to have options, and to deny that is denying us the process of which we get to speak about our elections.
As the popularity of early voting grows in this state, officials say there's likely to be more early voting in the future. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
更多听力请访问 51voa.com